This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
We must guard against the military-industrial complex.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
The power they took from the people will return to the people.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Shall I tell you what I find beautiful about you? You are a charge at the best when things are worse.
Sooner or later, though, you always have to wake up.
Be skeptical, but don't close your mind.
Greetings to everyone around the world, and a warm welcome to another edition of Veritas at veritasradio.com. I'm your host, Mel Fabregas, and I sincerely thank you for joining me once again. And if this is your first time, please make yourself at home. I want to thank you, Veritas member, for making our truth journey a reality. Please subscribe at veritasradio.com to listen to all segments of tonight's interview and all of our material. And have you stopped by our sponsors page? This is a great way to help Veritas advertise your product or service, and for the listeners to also know that our members and sponsors are the ones who make it possible that we release one segment of every show for free. So please, visit our website and support our sponsors. And for MMS, our USB drives with all of our seasons and bonus material, and now Phyto Vitamins, where you can feel the difference. Visit our Veritas store. And to get in touch with us for member support, media inquiries, you want to be a guest or are a whistleblower, there's a link for you by clicking on the contact button of our website at veritasradio.com. More and more Americans are coming to feel that something has gone fundamentally wrong in our society. We have suffered repetitive wars, big and small, some won and some lost, but with the peace always lost. Our society has been drained of around $9 trillion in welfare costs since LBJ's war on poverty was declared, but with no diminution in the incidence of quote-unquote poverty. Our quote-unquote war on drugs has also been lost, with its societal cost running around $500 billion per year. The cost of fixes for runaway environmentalism has reached about $1 trillion since the birth of the EPA in 1970. Our national debt is almost $17 trillion and still going up. Two breadwinners per family has become normal, just to keep bread on the table. Americans feel put upon, and they are right, but they don't know who's doing it to them or why. Such issues have been pondered by researchers for many years, but the historical facts are finally bringing the pieces of the puzzle together. Tonight's guest paints a picture of that largely completed puzzle and will lay out who the culprits are, why they are doing what they are doing, and how they are managing to pull off what is probably the biggest mass robbery of wealth, and individual freedom in human history. Tonight's interview will help to expose and stop the destruction and help to guarantee a future of freedom rather than slavery for our children. For this and much more, Alan B. Jones is tonight's special guest, right now on Veritas.
This is F. William Engdahl, and you're listening to Veritas.
Alan B. Jones is a recently retired electrical engineer, having worked for a major U.S. manufacturing firm for over 40 years. He was quote-unquote bitten by the political bug back in the Goldwater days, and once ran for office himself for state senator on a third-party ticket, but has not otherwise been in the public spotlight. He has poured his whole life of political awareness into helping the new generation get up to speed faster for the good of the whole country. He believes that his research can serve as an outline for action or a platform for the political parties, old and new. He is the author of many books, including How the World Really Works, which will be the focus of tonight's discussion. And for the first time on Veritas, I would like to welcome the author of How the World Really Works, Alan B. Jones. Hello, Mr. Jones, and welcome to Veritas. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just fine, thank you.
I'm glad to have you on. And before we started the show, just so that the audience knows, we record this show before. It's not live. And it just so happened in the past few minutes, I've heard that the military in Egypt, there has been a coup d'etat, a positive coup d'etat, in my opinion, in Egypt, where President Morsi has to step aside. And now a Supreme Court justice has taken over the presidency as an interim president. I know that we haven't discussed this prior to the interview, Mr. Jones. May I call you Alan, by the way?
Certainly.
What's your take on what has been happening in Egypt? We'll discuss your book in a few minutes, but I'm interested to know, because about a year ago or more, I spoke with another researcher who happens to be Egyptian, and he was very happy to see Hosni Mubarak gone. But what I told him was, you know, I don't like the dictatorship. I don't like the fact that he has been pocketing billions of dollars from the United States, but it's the devil we know. What about the Muslim Brotherhood and the fact that we don't know them? What's your take on all of this?
Well, I think from the point of view of us in the United States, as a matter of fact, the point of view of most of the rest of the world, we have to put the events, any one event like this where a coup is happening or a change of regime is occurring, who benefits is the question always. And therefore, you're maybe led to more information about how this thing came about. The Muslim Brotherhood, for example, is it is probably one of the big enemies of Israel. So one of the questions that I would ask is Israel being our alleged best friend and so forth, why? What are they getting out of this change? And we don't know that yet, I don't think, about who the man who is the least... even a temporary leader of the country, what is he going to do with respect to the other people around the Middle East and the United States, and what is his position going to be regarding those conflicts? We don't know yet.
Well, at one point when this all started, you know, there were people on the ground looking at the smoke bombs and some of the weapons being used by police saying made in the USA. So I know the people there were upset from the beginning, but they thought that we were trying to help change, exert a regime change, get Mubarak out, which is what they wanted during the Arab Spring. But now they realize that
that was not what they really wanted. They want to go back, in essence, to more of a moderate situation. They want to bring tourism back. The economy is not improving. It's going down in a downward spiral because people, a lot of people are not going back to Egypt. What do you think is going to happen from this point on if the military has taken over?
That is so difficult to guess. I don't know. The idea of wanting to have a desiring, let's say, to have a sectarian type government is a good move for any one of the countries back there, particularly even Syria or Turkey. Both when they end up with somebody who is a Shiite clearly or a Sunni clearly, then there's going to be conflict. And I cannot guess how this is going to happen and what is going to happen in the short term in Egypt.
And in a way, I think this is actually happening in Turkey with President Erdogan. They want to change the country from a secular country regime into a sectarian or a theocracy. Isn't that what's happening there? And, you know, we look at Syria. You have the Sunnis and the Shiites, but the Assad, many people like him there, and he's an Alawite. So his regime seems to be protecting all religions. You know, the Jews that are there, the Christians that are there, but the rebels seem to be the ones that are slaughtering the rest.
Well, the rebels are not homegrown rebels at all.
Right.
They're outsiders who are attacking Sadat, his regime in Syria, because that's part of a larger effort. I think, again, we go back to Israel, which has stated their desire to be dominant over that whole Middle East area. And the people who are standing in their way are the ones who are presently being attacked. And so it includes Syria, then finally Iran. And that is a second major step goal, which I hope. Just hope to God we manage to keep out of.
Do you think, and some people may think that I'm nuts by saying this, but do you think Israel wants to keep the region in an unstable way so that they can continue receiving the military help and all the billions of dollars that they get every year from us?
They are using all the money and military help from us exactly for the purpose of eventually being militarily and therefore in every other way dominant in that Middle East. The Arab groups are onto their game, of course, because Israel doesn't keep this one bit secret, except possibly from the American public, their goal is something they call Eretz Israel, which is in fact to dominate or to run, you know, that whole region, and they're just doing the things that they believe they have to do in order to get to that point. And militarily speaking, why they have accomplished a lot of their goals, they're clearly the strongest military right now, but they can't just use it willy-nilly. They have to tiptoe around and get other people to do their bad work for them on the edges and all that. So they hire these, and we are helping them too. We are hiring people who are even unto Al-Qaeda, those kind of people, just people that they can get from anywhere, arm them, send them into the place that they want to attack, and they attack. And Assad sees them coming, and he knows what's going on, and so forth. And so long as we've managed to keep these paid fighters without heavy arms, but Assad will have his way. He will beat them down, and then if we give up on trying to overthrow him right now and stop arming these mercenaries and all that, why Assad can get his country back again and get it on a square footing and start rebuilding it and keeping on going the way that he always wanted. He runs a secular kind of an outfit. It's country is not bad at all. We the people of the United States could get along with it perfectly well, but we're not in control of our own destinies in this country. So,
and that's going to be, I think, the subject of tonight's show: how we're no longer in charge. But one last thing about Syria, I just wonder. Look at Libya, and we can do an entire show of what happened in Libya. That was a benevolent dictator who's there, and he treated his people well, and there's a lot of information that's not being released here. But with Syria, you look at all these countries, Egypt and Tunisia. Why hasn't Syria fallen already? Is it because they have Russia behind them and even China?
Well, I think that there are plenty of people in our own Pentagon who are probably very leery of charging in to Syria with heavy weapons and so forth. The thing about Syria has a naval base which belongs to Russia. And if we set about to upset Syria, then Russia is directly impacted. And we then are starting a serious argument with somebody else who's got just as many nuclear weapons as we do. And, you know, that's a dead man's game. That's bad.
And how about Iran with their new, okay, the issue Israel had recently was with Iran and mostly with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He's gone now. Supposedly there's a more moderate leader now, although they're just puppets because the mullahs are the ones who really are in charge of the country. What is is there a difference between the new leader and how things will pan out between Iran and Israel and the world?
I would say the change that has occurred in this last election in Iran is going to have practically no effect to our relationships with the rest of the world and all their relations. They're going to, as you point out, their policies are not directed by the guy who is like Ahmadinejad or this new man, but rather by one of the ayatollahs behind them. And they... even unto developing nuclear weapons, if in fact Iran is sort of tooling up to come so very close to that kind of a thing, then that is done at the behest of the people who are the real rulers of Iran. One might ask a question, let's take a look at the guy who is really running the show over there. If he wants to have a nuclear weapon, why? Why would he want to have a nuclear weapon? Well, he would equalize the playing field then with Israel, who he recognizes as the prime enemy or the prime person who is trying to do him in. And if they were in fact equalized, then I would guess that the situation would be instead of becoming more dangerous, it becomes less dangerous. It's more stabilized. That is to say, we had a cold war with Russia for many years, and we were both armed to the teeth. But we all saw that neither one of us could ever win such a war as that. Everybody would get destroyed. And so the thing is stable. If just one of us had, and particularly if Russia had nuclear weapons and we didn't, then I think we would have been done in a long time ago. If we have the nuclear weapons and they don't, well, then we were brought up in a form of society that says, hey, we don't go around killing people just willy-nilly.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.